Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The 90-Day Coach by Jonathan Milligan is a practical business guide for aspiring and early-stage coaches who want to move from having no clients to building a booked coaching. Practice within a short, defined period. Positioned as the first book in the Quick Start Messenger series, it belongs to the online business, coaching, and creator entrepreneurship category rather than the broader self-help field. Its purpose is not to discuss coaching philosophy in the abstract, but to provide a structured launch path for people who have expertise, a message, or a service idea and need a concrete way to turn it into paid coaching work. The book is organized around a 12-week progression, with each stage intended to produce implementation rather than reflection alone. Its emphasis falls on clarity, client acquisition, consistent income, and later expansion beyond one-on-one delivery through formats such as groups, VIP days, asynchronous coaching, and leveraged offers. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a 12-week launch structure replaces open-ended coaching business planning. A central feature of the 90-Day Coach is its use of a fixed one-week roadmap. This structure is important because many new coaches remain in a prolonged preparation phase, refining websites, certifications, branding, or content before they have tested whether anyone will pay for their help. Milligan frames the coaching launch as a sequence of weekly actions, which shifts attention from indefinite business building to staged execution. The value of this format is not simply speed, it is constraint. A 90-day horizon forces decisions about audience, offer, outreach, and delivery before perfectionism can expand the project beyond practical limits. Each chapter representing a week also gives the reader a manageable unit of progress. Instead of treating client acquisition, offer design, and fulfillment as separate long-term projects, the book presents them as connected parts of one launch cycle. This approach is especially suited to early-stage coaches because it reduces ambiguity. The reader does not need to design an entire company before speaking to the market. The main implication is that a coaching practice becomes something built through visible, sequential evidence, including conversations, offers, and paid engagements, rather than through planning documents alone. Secondly, the book treats coaching as a marketable offer, not merely personal expertise. The 90-Day Coach appears to place strong emphasis on turning a message, skill, or area of expertise into a concrete coaching offer. This distinction matters because new coaches often define themselves by what they know rather than by the transformation a client is seeking. A marketable offer requires clarity about who the coaching is for, what problem it addresses, and what outcome the engagement is meant to support. Milligan is known for helping writers, coaches, and creators package their message into online businesses, and this book applies that orientation to coaching practice creation. The practical reasoning behind this emphasis is straightforward. People rarely buy access to general knowledge, but they may pay for guided progress toward a specific result. By focusing on offer clarity, the book directs readers away from vague positioning such as being a life coach or business coach without a defined promise. It also supports more confident outreach because the coach can explain the value of the engagement in client-centered terms. This does not mean the book reduces coaching to a rigid product. Rather, it frames coaching as a professional service that must be understandable, relevant, and actionable enough for potential clients to evaluate. Thirdly, client attraction is presented as active market engagement rather than passive visibility. A major practical concern addressed by the 90-Day Coach is how a coach with no clients begins generating demand. The book is described as a no-fluff roadmap, and that positioning suggests an emphasis on direct action over passive audience building. For early-stage coaches, relying only on polished content, a website, or broad social media visibility can delay revenue because those assets do not automatically create sales conversations. A 90-day launch requires more immediate market contact. The underlying principle is that client attraction begins when the coach communicates a relevant offer to a defined group of people and learns from the response. This can include outreach, conversations, invitations, and practical follow-up. Though the available information does not justify reconstructing a detailed script or channel sequence, the important idea is that early momentum comes from interaction, not from waiting to be discovered. This approach is useful because it gives new coaches feedback on language, objections, pricing, and perceived value. It also builds confidence through real evidence rather than internal reassurance. In this sense, the book treats marketing as part of the coaching business itself, not as an optional activity to begin after the coach feels fully ready. Fourthly, a fully booked practice is defined through consistent income and delivery capacity. The phrase "fully booked" could easily be interpreted as a simple calendar goal. but the book positions it more broadly as the creation of a real coaching practice that produces consistent income. This matters because a coach can fill time with unpaid calls, low-value sessions, or scattered commitments without building a sustainable business. The book's stated aim is to move from zero clients to consistent income quickly, so the measure of progress is not activity alone. A viable practice requires paying clients, repeatable delivery, and enough structure for the coach to serve people without improvising every element from scratch. The 90-day frame also implies that capacity must be considered early. If a coach can only serve clients through unstructured one-on-one time, reaching full booking may create overload rather than stability. Milligan's practical orientation encourages readers to think about both demand and fulfillment. This is a useful corrective to coaching business advice that focuses only on enrollment. Getting clients is essential, but retaining credibility depends on delivering a clear experience once clients arrive. The book's contribution is to link booking, income, and service design as connected requirements of a functioning coaching practice. Scaling beyond one-on-one coaching expands the practice after initial traction. One of the more distinctive elements in the 90-day coach is its attention to formats beyond traditional one-on-one coaching. The available description specifically mentions groups, VIP days, asynchronous coaching, and leveraged offers as ways to multiply income. This matters because one-on-one coaching is often the simplest starting point, but it has natural limits. Revenue depends heavily on the coach's available hours, and growth can quickly become constrained by scheduling and personal energy. By introducing alternative delivery models, the book encourages coaches to think about scalability without abandoning the relational value of coaching. Group coaching can allow several clients to pursue related outcomes together. VIP days can concentrate value into an intensive format. Asynchronous coaching can reduce scheduling friction and create flexibility. Leveraged offers can package repeatable guidance so that not every element requires live delivery. The practical reasoning is that a sustainable practice may need more than a full calendar. It may need a portfolio of ways to create client results. This topic also differentiates the book from beginner guides that stop once a coach has signed initial clients. Milligan extends the launch conversation toward business architecture, showing that the 90-day goal is not only acquisition, but durability. In conclusion, the 90-day coach is best suited for aspiring coaches, consultants, creators, writers, and service professionals who already have a message or area of expertise, but lack a clear path to paid coaching clients. It will be most useful for readers who want a practical sequence rather than a broad discussion of coaching identity, mindset, or personal development. The main practical benefit is structure the book gives the reader a compressed 12-week frame for clarifying an offer, engaging the market, building client momentum, and thinking ahead to scalable delivery. Its intellectual value is more modest but still meaningful because it reframes coaching as a business system that combines positioning, client acquisition, fulfillment, and capacity design. Compared with many coaching business books, its distinguishing feature is the explicit 90-day implementation promise and the focus on moving from zero clients to a booked practice without excessive complexity. It also stands out by not treating one-on-one coaching as the only endpoint. The inclusion of groups, VIP days, asynchronous coaching, and leveraged offers gives the book a broader business-building orientation. Readers looking for deep coaching methodology, credentialing guidance, or psychological theory may need additional resources. Readers seeking a clear launch roadmap for a practical coaching business are the better fit. If you would like to support Jonathan Milligan, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.